Australia, DX Extra. From Hobart, Tasmania, Australia, welcome to the DX Extra. The extra thing you need to digest your shortwave news. It's show number 10, hope you're all doing well. I've been stuck with a bit of a flu, but that's all going, thank goodness. Just a reminder, our blog is at www.dxextra.blogspot.com.au and our email address is hriradio@gmail.com. With better weather in Hobart, it's now springtime, I got a chance to do some DXing outside and observed great DX conditions. Stations from Africa are starting to be heard on the 31-meter band in our afternoons. I'm getting a very strong signal of Radio Maria, I'm hoping I'm pronouncing that correctly, from Sudan on 11560 from 3 to 6 hours UTC, Radio Havana, Cuba on 6100 just after 5 hours UTC was a delightful surprise. It's a pity the audio was very quiet over a loud carrier. AFN from Guam must be off the air or something. I haven't heard any AFN signals for some weeks now. However, I am aware that AFN was heard by VK2DX in Sydney on September the 1st via the Dago Garcia repeater. I'm not sure what's going on. In the headlines this fortnight, airwaves hijacked by Brooklyn Pirates, changes to Radio Australia, V13 still on the air, massive CME heading our way, REDE closes October the 1st, and from the archives, Radio Nordsee International. Brooklyn radio fans are fighting a pirate invasion, demanding a crackdown on illicit Caribbean, Hebrew, and shock jock stations hijacking the airwaves. Dozens of unlicensed shows operate in New York City on an average evening, and the state is home to 25% of the nation's pirate transmissions, according to the FCC. But many radio amateurs aren't forced to walk the plank. Instead, they find new hideaways for their equipment as FCC budget cuts decrease enforcement. There were 46 FCC field actions in New York City in 2013 compared to just 20 through July 31st of this year, government data show. Ike, a Sunset Park resident, launched Brooklyn Pirate Watch, a Twitter feed at BK Pirate Watch, to track rogue radio transmissions. I'm fascinated by the pirates, he said, especially their ability to get support from advertisers who don't care that they're advertising on illegal stations. Brooklyn Pirate Watch has clocked one pirate at 94.3 FM where a host shouted for female listeners to tune in while wearing lingerie. There's also Radio Independaz, a Haitian Creole station squatting on 90.9 FM, according to Jersey City indie station WFMU, which claims its legal broadcasts at 91.1 FM are often interrupted by its illicit rival. Pirates are going strong because the radio tools are cheap and their audiences are often way less wired, WFMU General Manager Ken Fredman said. All a pirate needs are an FM radio transmitter, an antenna, a programming source, usually a computer, and cables. Pirates can evade the FCC by moving the transmitter from one building to another. One admitted pirate, the Reverend Jerry Bowen, told the Post, "His listeners won't ditch the dial." Bowen, 48, ran Miracle Radio in an East Flatbush studio for 2 years until the FCC came knocking this summer. "They were trying to catch me for a long time," said Bowen, a minister at Guiding Light Pentecostal Assemblies in Brooklyn who claims he's quitting the illegal broadcast business. "I don't do it for the money," he said. "The FCC man told me what I'm doing is illegal. I said all I'm doing is spreading the good word." And that was via the New York Post. We have a couple of minor changes to Radio Australia. That was via Babcock, effective from September the 1st. 00 to 030 UTC on 12005 to Southeast Asia in Burmese, Monday to Friday. 00 to 030 UTC on 12005 to Southeast Asia in English over the weekend on Saturday and Sunday. 01 to 0130 UTC on 11780 to Southeast Asia, Burmese, Monday to Friday. 01 to 0130 UTC on 11780 to Southeast Asia in English over the weekend. 23 to 2330 UTC on 5955 to Southeast Asia in Burmese, Sunday through to Thursday. And 2300 to 2330 on 5955 to Southeast Asia, English on Friday and Saturday. And that was via the SWLDX Bulgaria blog. Ron Howard has posted a log hearing V13 Newstar Broadcasting. "This is a station I have been trying to hear for some time, and I'm sure a lot of DXs would agree that this is a hard catch station. There's a handful of frequencies the station uses, and although a rough schedule has been published on Priam.org, it's definitely showing to be a real hit or miss station." So the log says, "Taiwan 7502 Star Broadcasting Station V13 assume was USB," and of course V13 is always broadcasting in USB, "but not confirmed. September 11th from TuneIn at 12:18 with YL reading numbers in Chinese till 12:29 UTC. From 12:29 to 1300 there was an open carrier. At 1300 UTC, on with 1 minute of flute music. Assume intro consisted of station name, program number, the receipt number, date of the message, and number of characters. Assume ID was for the fourth program. Xing Xing Guangbo Diante 4, fair, believed to be operated by Taiwanese intelligence. This is a new one for me." That was via the DX Listening Digest. So here is the Priam.org schedule for V13 Newstar Broadcasting. 8300 at 5 and 6 hours UTC. 9522 at 7 and 8 hours UTC. 8300 at 12 hours and 13 hours UTC. However, that schedule is not likely to be complete. And here are the past frequencies the station used in 2013, so you can keep a lookout on these frequencies as well. 7580, 7654, 7688, 8300, 9276-9505, 9725, 10188, 10522, 11430, 13200, 13750, and 15388. Ron heard it on 7502 at 13 hours UTC, which is a new frequency. There is still little up-to-date information on the station, but an awesome catch, so well done, Ron. An X1.6 solar flare has erupted from the sun, peaking at 1:48 p.m. EDT on September 10th, sending radiation barreling directly towards the Earth at a speed of 2.5 million miles per hour. The resulting geomatric or solar storms are expected to hit by September 12th, the most severe we've seen in a few years. The sun also erupted into coronal mass ejections, bursts of magnetic fields and solar winds from the same active region. There have been bigger flares in recent months. Earlier this year we saw an X4.9 flare, but this particular flare's effect on Earth will be so pronounced because of its location directly in line with Earth that that doesn't, however, mean the radiation is anything to be directly afraid of. Although the incoming storms are classified moderate and strong, the Earth's atmospheric layer, strengthened by the period of solar maximum, protects the planet from the blasts of solar radiation. However, the cloud of material will cause disruptions in the Earth's magnetosphere. This can, and already has, disrupted radio and satellite communications, as well as navigational equipment. It can also cause damage to satellites and result in power surges that damage power lines and cause power outages. On a rather lovelier note, it also means a period of increased aurora activity. So if you're in aurora zones, get your cameras ready. And that was from CNET.com. And according to local ABC radio in Hobart, Tasmanians are getting cameras ready for tonight, Sunday the 13th of September, to see what they can capture. Various reports, including from North America, have shown that shortwave radio has had peaks of poor conditions and then wonderful DX openings. This has also created strong ducting on VHF radio bands in Tasmania. On REE's Listeners Club program at 0005 UTC September 12th, the long-expected news was delivered. All Radio Exterior de España shortwave will end on October 1st. A revamped REE English presence on the internet will continue with podcasts, as well as a live stream 6 days a week at 0 hours UTC. Alison Hughes did say that they hope to improve the website experience with a more user-friendly format. This will leave Albania and Romania as the only European broadcasters with English to North America. Anyone care to guess which one of these will be next to pull the plug? I'm guessing Romania. That was from Steve Lucas, Houston, Texas, via the DX Listing Digest. So there we go, another station off the air soon. No matter where you are, no matter how you listen, no matter how you look, you're listening to the International Service of Australia, the voice of Tasmania, Hobart Radio International, or HRI for short, on the web at dxextra.blogspot.com.au. And if this news was not enough, we recommend The World of Radio with Glenn Hauser, the website www.worldofradio.com. The DX Extra is being relayed via World FM, 107.3 FM in Nelson Bays, 88.1 FM in Nelson City, 88.0 in Blenheim, and on 88.2 FM in Tawa, New Zealand, worldfm.co.nz. All the details are on the website. Before we go, it's time to get an audio clip out of the archives. Radio Nordsee International, the 16th of May, 1971. DJ Alan West interrupted his program to say there had been an explosion and the ship was on fire.
We are having to abandon ship very soon. The bridge and the engine room are on fire. The fire is taking control of the ship. The fire is caused by a bomb thrown on board from a small motor ship. A short, small motor launch with an outboard motor. A small motor launch with an outboard motor. We do not know who it belongs to. We don't know where it came from or where it's going. It's certainly dangerous for it to see. Caused by bombings in the engine room on Radio North Sea International. Radio ship Nevon 2. Once again, our exact position, please listen carefully. 52 degrees, 11 minutes north, latitude. 4 degrees, 16 minutes longitude, west. I'm sorry, east. 4 degrees, 16 minutes east, longitude. 52 degrees, 11 minutes latitude, north. This is the Nevon 2. This is the Nevon 2 on fire. This is Nevo 2 on fire. SOS, Mayday, 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 SOS. This is an SOS call from Radio North Sea International.
Until next time, remember, shortwave radio is still full of mysteries. Keep tuning and keep reporting. Take care and stay safe.